Hey there, rock stars. Sarah Rockin' Robbins here. Welcome to the Rockstar Recruiting School. I'm so excited to welcome you to our session on promoting products. Today, you will learn more about how to get and keep happy customers. Why is this so important? Because our business is built on the volume that is created by sales to an end customer. Now, let me clarify who the end customer can be. It can be the distributors who are using the products monthly and getting great results. And it can also be happy customers who choose not to join us in the business. When you've got an army full of people on autoship experiencing incredible results with your products, that translates into big business. Now, there are three ways that customer volume is created. Number one, this volume can be created through consultants who purchase the product and become their own best advertisement. It's highly encouraged that you become a product of your product, shopping from your own store every month so you can develop your own passion and personal testimonial on your products. Therefore, it's recommended that you outfit yourself and your entire family in your products, consistently using as many of them as possible. This allows you to come from a place of credibility and integrity when you promote them to others. Number two, this volume can also be created through sampling. Always leave your prospects with samples when they attend an event or meeting about the business. This will get them instantly hooked on them and will either build their belief in the business or increase their love for the product. So they join you on them if they decide the business isn't for them. Because the business isn't for everyone, but the products are. In fact, I plant the seed during every presentation that I give. I hand them samples saying, "You're going to love our products." I'd love to have you as a customer if you decide not to do this. Remember, I want to gain a consultant, a customer, or a connector, which is a referral source, after every business meeting that I have. Volume is volume is volume. I want them to join me on the products or the business either way. Now, the third way that customer volume is created is through a customer base. Customers influence your volume in a big way. Half of my six-figure per month income comes from the customers that have joined our team. If people are not interested in your business, they can certainly benefit from the products. It's important that you nurture this customer group and encourage them to stick with the product, as they will account for a good portion of your team volume in the long run too. We will talk about how to effectively maintain a happy and loyal customer base in just a bit. It's important that you help your new consultants develop their customer base right away so they can experience immediate results in their business. When people first get started, I have them immediately do the following things. Number one, I have them define their goals and develop the reason why and put it in writing. I also have them set aside their hours of operation. Number two, I have them create their contact lists and begin prioritizing it and start inviting those people to calls and to their launch event to hear more about their products and their opportunity. Number three, I have them use the product and get at least 10 people to enjoy the products right away. Why? Well, customers create a great source of right now money and immediate residual income. This volume is extremely helpful to a new consultant in their first few months as they are waiting for duplication to happen and for their organization to build. It also helps consultants to qualify and stay qualified for their personal minimum volume requirements for full commissions and sometimes bonuses. Customers also provide great referral sources for a new consultant as well. Not to mention, consultants get immediate gratification when people show interest and they immediately get their first check from those product orders. Again, customer sales give you great right now money. But that's not all I want you to focus on if you desire to build a large organization. Why? Well, let me just share with you a quick funny story. When I first started my business, my only desire was to earn an extra $3,000 per month in case I lost my teaching job. My mom and I were the first consultants in the company, so we had no upline leading and guiding us. Having been a product educator formerly in our company, we knew what to do. We started selling a lot of product. Now, this was great because I was earning a few hundred to a few thousand dollars residual income. I mean, this money kept coming in over and over again for work I did one time. We had a consumable product, so people were reordering, and of course, that gave me residual income. Now, this was great considering that I had very part-time hours, and my mom, who's my upline, loved it because she was making a great residual income from my sales. we felt like we were onto something and that this business opportunity was our best kept secret. So one day, my mom called me and said, "Sarah, this opportunity is so huge. Let's not tell anyone. Let's keep this our own little secret." Now, how many of you know that, you know, in the business of networking, that's the last thing you want to do is keep it a secret? But being a good daughter and being coachable, I said, okay, I committed to just continue selling products. Now, of course, that didn't last long. We eventually saw the light and began telling people, and I watched my business go from a few thousand dollars to over $10,000 a month as I began promoting the opportunity. That happened during the same school year. Now, why did that happen? It was the power of leverage. If you're in this business and you desire to work this very part-time and build a customer base, that's awesome. And there's a definite place for you to come in and build some nice residual income on the side for your family. However, if you want to build a large network and a sizable income, wealth comes through leverage, and leverage comes from building a team. I'd rather get paid 5 to 10% on an army full of customers that are on my team than just 100% of my own customers. Think of it this way. Would you rather be the store selling a product or own the entire franchise? This business is almost like pseudo-franchising when you build a team. Large organizations are built by a lot of independent business owners doing a little bit. I could never sell enough product to earn a seven-figure annual residual income. I don't know that many people to sell to. So how do you balance team building and creating a customer base? My mantra is lead with the business and default on the products. Lead with the business and default on the products. What does that mean? It means I share the opportunity first with the mindset of recruiting for the company. And if they aren't interested, I say something like, "I'd still love to have you on the product. If you could change one thing about your skin, what would it be?" I then secure their order and ask for referrals for the business. Now, you'll have to create a one-line question based on your products to get people on into your products as well. Now, I never do it the other way around. I never lead with the products, then default on the business. Why? If I lead with the product, it will take a while for them to get results, and it could take them a long time to decide to join me. Then my team would develop at a certain pace, and that's slow. How many people know that it is a lot more fun to go fast in this business? Also, if I lead with the product, I will end up with mainly customers. And many don't join you because of how you approach them. You approach them as a salesperson, and many people are intimidated to become salespeople themselves. And because you approach them with a sales focus, they will think that that's exactly what you do and what they would have to do. Now, I am a top recruiter in our company every single year. I lead with the business, therefore most people join me on the business, and I have fewer personal customers. What about you? Do you mainly have customers or consultants? If you have mainly customers, I want you to take a look at your approach. Are you leading with the product? You will get what you focus on, so it may be time for a little refine and fix in your mind and in your message. You'll notice that I don't do a ton of product training. Why? Most top earners in their company don't do extensive product training. They know the features and benefits of their product. They develop their own personal product success story, and they leverage company materials to do the talking on the products as well. Your company's product and your personal results should sell the product just like that. Now, again, the company provides product support. I'm not out to create a team full of product educators, as this is a skill set that doesn't duplicate, and our business is one of simplicity and duplication. And my only problem with gaining a large base of customers is that customers don't duplicate either. Customers don't build a team. Customer sales just create a linear income, and if you stop selling or your customers stop purchasing, your income stops. Therefore, you're always a salesperson. Developing a large organization and focusing on distribution versus sales allows you to develop walkaway income. This is an income that grows and is not solely dependent on you. This really creates the opportunity where you can someday retire and still get paid. Focus on creating multiple points of sale rather than getting as many personal sales as possible. Your personal sales will come as a natural result of building an organization. Again, lead with the business, default on the product. Now, I do want to give you one pointer. Some people get so focused on team building that they forget to offer the products. You know, if somebody says no, they just move on. But our team has built a multi-million dollar monthly organization. But I can only imagine where we'd be today if we offered everyone the opportunity to join us on the products if they said no to the opportunity. Our volume would be even greater. We get paid on volume and customers are a great source of it. Imagine, if your average personal volume or personal consumption base is $100 a month for your company, you have 1,000 team members, so you get paid on $100,000 of volume. Now, let's say each of us had an average customer base of $300 as well. Now you're getting paid on a volume of $400,000. You just quadrupled your team volume and your check. So be sure to personally use the product, offer the products to prospects who decide the opportunity isn't for them, gift the products whenever appropriate, pass out samples, and teach your teams to nurture their customer base. We love our customers. Now remember, in all reality, some people on your team will never be recruiters or desire to recruit people into their business. So it's important that you provide a place for those people to plug in and nurture them, as they will provide ongoing volume for your growing organization. Again, half of my organizational volume comes from happy customers who are purchasing on our team over and over again. So it's very important that we discuss how to get customers and how to keep customers happy so they stay with us long term. Let's first talk about a few great ways to find customers. Remember, be sure to share the business during each of these events, as you never know who may be interested in your opportunity. One of the ways that I like to promote the products and the opportunity is by having launch events in my home or other people's homes. My company is not a party plan company, but when I started my business, I hosted some events in my home to share the products and the opportunity. We will talk about the mechanics of how to host a successful event on an upcoming training. But I knew if I had limited hours, I would rather spend 1 hour of my time in front of 10 or more people, opposed to talking to just one person on the phone for an hour. It was a great way to build my business fast. When I saw that success, I began calling my friends and family saying, hey, I have a business that's growing in your area, and I would love to meet new people. Would you be willing to host an event for me? You just invite your friends, I will do all the work, and I'll even throw in a free product as a thank you. Now, this expanded my audience, increased my exposure, and helped me to secure more customers and leads for my business. Another way to get customers and consultants, I like to do customer appreciation events. Once a quarter, my local team and I did friends, family, and customer appreciation events. We would do them at a winery and do a Leave the Aging to Wine and Cheese event. We would do them at coffee shops. Sometimes we would even host loyalty luncheons. Now, we would focus on sharing product stories, highlighting new products, and do fun games and drawings. And of course, we mentioned the opportunity and shared our business success stories. Our friends, family, and customers were invited, and of course, they were encouraged to bring their friends. Now, because we made these fun and we kind of created a different focus on them, the ratio of guests to consultants was amazing. We had that room just jam-packed full of guests, and every single one of those events was standing room only. These fun events would pack the room for us, and we always had tremendous results. Another way to expose people is to gift your product at every occasion. I'm always looking for ways to get our products in people's hands, whether it be at the holidays, at somebody's birthday, or just even as a thank you. I know that if I can get them on our product, they're hooked. Plus, this is an open door to a conversation about my business in the future. And don't forget, fall in love with the products yourselves. Use your product at all times and use all of the products you can regularly. Get your family on them too. Develop a lot of product stories and track your progress with before and after pictures where applicable. Post the before and afters and testimonials on social media sites. Collect them from your customers too and ask them for permission to use them. Remember, facts tell and stories sell. I'm going to repeat that again. Facts tell and stories sell. So be sure to package your product story. Here's a simple outline to follow when packaging your story. Number one, share your history or challenge. Number two, tell how you were introduced to the products. So, for example, if you're in a skincare line, you could say that your history or challenge was acne, and then you share how you were introduced to your acne line. Number three, tell what product you started on. Number four, mention what the time frame was that you saw results, the immediate results. So I could say, in just three uses, I started to see the redness and swelling go down. Number five, then that's where you tell the best part. You save the best for last. You share the greatest transformation that you're seeing today. So I could say, today I'm acne free. Now learn to get good at recommending your products and sharing your product experiences. Again, this isn't about sales. It's about sharing when you see someone has a need for what you're offering. It's just like making a recommendation for a good restaurant. When someone shares a product you can solve, share your story. Once you gain a customer, it's important to keep them happy. You never know what your customers will do. They might join you in the business later, and you never know who they could lead you to. You know, they could give you some really great referrals, or of course, just be a customer for life. So how do you keep customers happy? Well, it's important to provide excellent customer service from their very enrollment appointment throughout the lifetime of them ordering. Here's what this could look like. First, I recommend you sign up all of your customers on your auto ship program. Why? This helps you to build a steady stream of residual income. It also ensures that they get the best discounts and benefits and that they have an abundance of product and they never run out. I walk customers through the product order as I firmly believe good customer service starts day one at the very enrollment. Plus, this eliminates the likelihood of order errors or buyer's remorse. Immediately upon ordering, I send my customers a handwritten thank you card. It's only upon shopping at high-end stores do I get a thank you card from the clerk, and it always makes a great impression on me. And I do. I stay loyal to them. So a thank you is essential. I also go through usage instructions so they know exactly what to do when their product arrives. Next, about 10 days in from the day they place their order, I follow up with a phone call. I like to ask questions that will lead on a positive note. I might ask, "How are you loving your products?" This is a good time to be sure they're using them properly and that they're enjoying their experience. If they have any concerns, you can address them immediately. My next contact is usually 5 days before their auto ship. When they first place their order, I always note the day of their auto ship on my calendar. This is a great time to ask them what they're out of, suggest additional products to them, and help them to customize their order so they take their next shipment. Continual follow-up is key, so be sure to keep your customers in the loop with very exciting product launches, specials, or product-specific events that come to your area. Just like some of your favorite stores call you for exclusive shopping events or offers. And if you're like me, you usually take them up on it. Treat them like your VIP and they will stay loyal to you and committed to you and your products. In other words, treat them like royalty and they will give you loyalty. Customers can also lead to ongoing business for us. I always say, happy customers make the best consultants. They're already experiencing incredible results, and oftentimes others are already complimenting them on the results. Don't you think they'd love to monetize that and get your consultant discount too? By the first auto ship order, you want to be sure to mention the business in your follow-up. I might say something like, "How are you loving your products? I'm sure you're getting tons of compliments on your results." Now, I'm not sure if I mentioned this, but as a consultant, I get a really great discount on our products, paying wholesale price, and I make money as I share my results with others. I didn't know if you'd be interested in hearing more, but it may be a great way to earn your products for free and some additional income as people compliment you. You can just send them to your website and they can order from you. Would you be interested in hearing more? If not for you, you may be able to lead me to someone who this may be great for. You always want to share your opportunity with your customers because if you don't, someone else will. I hear stories of people all the time who are using the products and signed as a consultant with someone else because they heard about the opportunity from someone else. Someone will contact them about the business. Why not now and why not you? Again, lead with the business. Default on the product. and follow up about the business later. It's a simple process. Lastly, be sure to develop your own referral rewards program that will reward people for referring people onto you for the products or the opportunity, or even if they'd be willing to host an event for you to help to expand your audience and increase your exposure. So during your follow-up, I'd be sure to tell them that you're always looking for referrals for the business and for people who'd like to join on the products. And then tell them that you're willing to offer them payback for the referrals, rewards for their referrals, whether it be a small product that you can fulfill through your personal order, or whether it be cash back from you as a finder's fee. And let them know that you're expanding in their area and you would love to get to know more people. Say something like, "I'm expanding my business in your area and I would love to meet more people. Would you be willing to host an event for me? It would just take an hour of your time. You invite the people. I'll do the work, and I'm happy to throw in some of your favorite products as a thank you. I love doing events because in an hour's time, I can walk away with many more new consultants and customers." If they host that event, when people are signing up, another trick to get them to join you is to ask them before you sign those customers and consultants up, "Hey, are these folks coming in under you or are they coming in under me? Now's your last chance to join me." Now use your discretion on how much you're willing to give for your referral reward program for the people who refer those on who join on the products or the business, or if someone hosts an event for you. But don't forget, referrals can be very rewarding. Two of my strongest leaders came from referral sources. Here's their stories. My personal business partners, Stephanie and Emily, are both top leaders in our company. I met Emily through my sister, Emily. My sister wasn't interested in our business, but I asked her if I could share more with her about what I was doing in hopes that she could lead me to somebody who would be interested. I further explained that there would be referral rewards for her if she did. She agreed. I shared more, and I gave her some ideas of what to email out and a few brief blurbs to post on Facebook to spark people's interest. One day, she posted a few sentences on Facebook about my business and my success, asking people if they wanted to learn more. A gal at our gym messaged her back, came to one of our meetings, and joined me. Today, she's risen to the top of the leaderboard in our company, has earned over $10,000 in bonuses on top of her commissions, and has also served on our company's leadership board. Now, let's talk about Stephanie. How did I meet Stephanie? I used to teach her son in kindergarten. I shared with her what I was doing, how I was looking for referrals, and she began regularly referring people on to me. One day she said, "Wait a minute, why not me?" We met for coffee and she joined me. Today she too has earned over $10,000 of bonuses on top of her commissions and has risen to the top of the leaderboard in our company. As you can see, referrals can be very rewarding. So get out there and share your rockin' referral rewards program to everyone. This completes today's training on products and how to get customers and keep them happy. Now go out and get an army full of them. For more training and resources on promoting products and building your network marketing business, check out my website, sararobbins.com. This concludes session 3. We will see you on session 4 on prospecting and presenting. You now know how to get customers. In this upcoming session, we will teach you how to get a rockin' consultant base in the next training. Thanks for listening. Rock on, rock stars.